I can see. I have glasses on. I can see. Hi. How's everyone doing? What's going on? How's everyone? Hi. So I just finished a live with Sophia. We had some interference, so we had to go to a Zoom, and then I did a live, so you could only see me, but you could hear us. So she's gonna post the Zoom later. But we covered a lot of stuff. It was a really good live. I'm happy. What does KB stand for? It's my initials. It's my name. That's who I am. I'm KB. So, hi. I just wanted to check in, see how everyone's doing, see what's going on today. Hoping we'll hear something soon, maybe on this change that's coming. I heard Australia has already is already switching over to Jessaria. I'm not sure if it's true. I haven't researched it enough, but I'm gonna look in it. Hey, Hocus. How do I wave? Do you know how much trouble I had using these devices? So I went to go on Facebook to do the live with Sophia. Right away, we had interference. So then I couldn't get into her live. Then we had interference when I got into it. Then it didn't work at all. And then we had to go to the Zoom and then do it that way because we had so much interference going on. Because we're talking about child pedophiles and sacrifices and blood sacrifices. You know, this is a conversation that everybody needs to be having. There's no reason not to be having this. We've talked about the masks. We've talked about the vaccines. And I just want to touch for a second on these forced vaccines. You're already microchipped. We're all fully microchipped. Fuck the vaccine shit. It's already happened. It's already there. We're already, if they're telling us what they're doing, they've already done it. It's already happened. It's not happening. It's already happened. I mean, we're at the point now where I'm pretty sure these AI beings are taking possessions of people and at a rapid rate because we're at end game, right? Like, this is it. Everything's going to happen in this year. So any entity, any AI entity, any being, it's going to enter a vessel when it can. People better start peeing, having these conversations about the AI, about these soul snatchers, how we've been chipped. You breathe it in. The air, the food, and the water has been weaponized. There's smart dust in every breath you take. There is self-duplicating nanotechnology setting up a network inside of our systems. We're cyborgs. In fact, I don't even know if we are who they even said that we are. Hocus and I did a really good live, and we talked about this a lot. You know, and I just talked to this about Sophia on the live, too. Like, we've been reverse engineered. We're not the same beings, these same magical, magnificent, we're magnificent, but we're not the same beings we used to be. They've taken away our gifts. They reverse engineered us to try to take us over. And if you aren't protecting your spirit, so I just got a call. Just a total side note on that right now, but I am waiting right now. That was them calling me back because I got called back into work. Hey, great, fine, right? Well, they're mandating masks. And per the executive order, I don't have to wear a mask, so I'm waiting to hear on that. And then I also found out that they're mandating the test, which we know I won't be getting, so we'll see what happens on that. I've been missing the rabbit hole for a fifth. But you know, even if you miss it, who said that? you can Hocus posts all of it. He has all of those things. He has some dope lives, some dope late nights down the rabbit hole. You should go check those out. They're really good. He touches on a lot of really good stuff, and he has some really good people come into there. I think one of my favorite is probably Mini Moneymaker. Is that his name? I love when he's on there. He always talks about some dope shit, some really dope shit. Also, Harlem. I don't know his last thing, but I think it's Harlem something. He always talks about some dope shit too on the late night in the rabbit hole. Go check out his shit. It's good stuff. I mean, he's showing you what's going on. And to talk about Hocus, myself and other people, we're here for a reason, because we're fucking amazing magical beings. Anyone could be a magical being and help with this, right? To change things, yeah, Minnesota, to change this shit. It's just a matter of what you want to do. So I just kind of want to come on for a second, just touch base about a couple of things. Hocus said his YouTube channel's his link is in his bio too. Go check him out, man. He's doing some great work. So I really liked me and Dorian. I'm not sure if we're going live tonight. It will be within the next 3 days. I will tell you that. We'll let you know. We're definitely going to put it out there, because it's funny. Him and I, we have to stop our conversations when we're on the phone, because they're getting so good and so deep that we want to save it for the for here, for the show. So I know that we want to talk about the arrests. We want to talk about Trump, what's going on right now, and it's exciting stuff. Nasara Jasaria, it's very exciting. I mean, if Australia right now has already transferred over to this, that we are currently, you know, I mentioned this before, we're getting paid right now. Everybody's getting paid. Nobody's going hungry. So it does not feel like it's the new world order coming into play. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't feel like doom and gloom. So I should have put my phone on do not disturb. But isn't that funny? It's the second you get on it, it knows. Like the AI knows. It's like everyone starts interfering with this. But sorry, I'm just trying to read and talk, and I can't do it at the same time. Doesn't it always mess up your thought process? So we're gonna talk about Dorian and I. We're gonna talk about the money, the transfer of that. Listen, if they just, I think it was, I said it in my other live I did, but just in April, so there's 3 months that are an astronomical amount of gold has been transferred from Switzerland back into the States, right? So just in April, it was 131.8 tons of gold. 131.8 tons of gold just in April. I think April was the highest. March was slightly below that, and I don't know what last month, but last month was somewhere around there. And the interesting thing is that now China is getting the smallest amount where they used to get the largest amount. So it does seem like that we are going to go back to a gold standard, which that means we're free. No more IRS, no more taxes, no more Federal Reserve. We get to be sovereign beings, right? Free electricity, free energy. I mean, we'll live how we're supposed to live. All the patents released for all the diseases. I'm gonna let that cruise by, it's gonna get mad loud in a second. I believe Australia was approved. I'm not 100% on Australia, but I'm pretty sure that they got approved. Who's gonna try to take Trump down? I don't know what that means. I have no idea what that means. So, I just want to check some of this stuff. So I'm curious to see who has been, can we invest in gold? I would invest in gold right now if I were you. I would 100% invest in gold. I definitely would. That's for sure. I mean, shit's about to change. And I know some friends who are really excited if this goes through. Like, they're going to be, they're going to make out really well. So, when I was saying, though, that you know, I don't believe this is the end game for us. You know, the TV, the media is going to keep trying to play it out. Like, oh my God, you know, they're going to chip you. They're going to do this. We're already chipped. We're already trackable. 100%. It's already done. It's a done deal. It's been done for a long time. They spray the stuff in the air. They feed it through our food, our water. I mean, even if you put ketchup on stuff, the nanotechnology in the ketchup is through the roof. Just in ketchup. So we're fully trackable. I believe, too, that in some instances there are military weapons that can that we glow in a certain area. We could be underground and they could actually see us, that we're trackable that way. You know, these devices, they're gathering information from us. The minute we touch it, they know about our heartbeat, they know about our blood pressure, our menstrual cycles. You know, it's a whole system. There's a neural lace network of our brains inside of here. So this technology is, it's advanced. It's really, really way more advanced than most people want to comprehend. And it's, what it's doing is, it's, think of it this way. Has anyone seen the video of the bug without any guts that's still walking around? I'll find it and I'll post it later. There's a beetle, and this beetle, you can see the, if this is the beetle's body inside, it's empty. All of the guts, all of the heart, everything is gone. But this beetle, is still walking around, walking over things, because it has a mind virus. It has a parasite that's controlling the neural network of its body. It's no longer functioning as a organic being, so to say. It now has this. Bugs are the greatest ones that you can go and find out some of these parasites and how they work, because you can see it. Well, that same thing is happening happening to us. It's if it's happening at a level where the AI wants to come in. The AI is manifesting itself through these technologies right now. It's coming into the live feeds. They're telling you in certain things that this is happening, that this is these AI beings. So these AI beings, they have like some that have like a general intelligence, would be like Siri and stuff like that. And then there's, it goes all the way up to like a super intelligence. Well, these AIs are I hate to use this word with the AI, and Dorian knows this because this is a conversation him and I have had. I guess you could say, one could make an argument that these AI beings are now sentient. I have a hard time aligning with that, but for all intents and purposes for this conversation, then it would be about this. I'll send you the beetle hocus. It's nuts. It's literally like, if you saw the beetle on the ground, you'd be like, oh, poor guy's dead. Nope. He's just walking around. They infect ants. That's the point. So when we look at the insects, right, and how a mind virus can take over an insect, now apply that to us, except it's with technology, right? So if you're thinking you're always in control and you're not really taking a step back and looking, you may not be the one who's in control. It may actually be this AI that's causing these erratic behaviors or certain ways of being a certain thing. But take a look at the parasites, at the bug parasites, and see how they affect the brain. See how they affect it. They actually show that in some of these parasites, what they do is they take over the brain. So for example, we'll say a rat, right? Okay, so if this rat has this parasite, now normally, or a mouse, right, would hide from a cat, that this is what it would do, that it would run and hide and not be there. But what it is doing instead, because of the parasite, it's actually running in front of the animal to eat it, because then that prolongs and that goes through the whole gestation period of the parasite being eaten and shit out again and go through the whole cycle. It's crazy what they're doing. Crazy in the sense that it's real, but it's mind-boggling. This one says, yes, I just listened to a podcast and they basically said in traditional Chinese medicine we have Xing, or life force energy, and things dwindle it down and then you're an NPC. Yeah, they want our life force. They want the heart chakra. They're going after it. And you know, I've had some conversations like with people about like the younger generation, like the young kids now, how they're so militant and they're so angry. Well, think of the fact that they have more AI in their system that's controlling them, that is more of that aggression. It's more of the apathetic than it is an empathetic nature. Is it different from when people are controlled by alcohol? So from my understanding, alcohol opens a doorway for lower vibration entities to come into you, but I don't know if that possession stays, or if it's just like in the movie Sleepers, that it just comes in, and then, you know, when you're back to yourself, it would leave. The AI is more of a takeover. it's more of a tiptoe to take you over. It's a little step and a little step, and then, you know, it has you, you know, you're on this all day, and then you should do this, and your attachment is always here, and then that is coming into us, and then that cycle is being repeated over and over again. And this device right here is just absorbing our information. It's absorbing our energy force. You ever stay on the computer for a long time and then you're exhausted? Like, you're like, shit, I'm really tired. It's taking it. Ah, cool, yes. So it's taking our energy. I feel like right now what's happening is that this battle is escalating between heaven and hell, good and evil, whatever way you want to say it, and that the more that we align with our heart and with the right side, that the better and the faster that we're going to emit this energy to change it in our direction. Because if we keep playing these games of denial, not discussing, not applying what we need to, we're gonna be fucked. What about pimples, pus, and black mucus? What do you mean? I mean, I'm fairly certain we all have black goo in our systems. I could probably get it off most of the systems given the chance. Not fully, but to show you that it's actually there. You know, you ever rub your face or do something, you're like, wow, that looks awfully dirty, when you're not dirty? Ah, there you go, it's goo. It's in the air, it's everywhere. You know, for me, you know, when people say that there's going to be an alien takeover, it's not going to be like, hey, we're here to take you over. They're going to do it step by step by step. And if you listen to like Max or Michael Kavanaugh or any of those, they talk about how that in our time warp, right, in our realm of time on this event horizon, right, that we're on, that I keep getting the interference in my thoughts. It drives me crazy when that happens. It happens so often. I notice it's happening more and more people too. And that is just the same thing that I'm talking about. It's that battle between it. But, shit. I don't know where I was. I was talking about like the black goo from Prometheus. Exactly. Prometheus to me was, I felt like I was seeing how we were created. Waved a magic wand, created us because he could. Right? I mean, do I believe in flat earth? Why, you don't? You think you're on a ball? We're on a flat earth. Water always finds its level. Always finds its level. Just like Satan won't be some hideous creature. No, it's going to be, the takeover is going to be like a step by step. It's going to be an invasion where you're slowly taken over inside and you don't even know you're lost. Most people don't even know who they are. They're never going to find themselves. Like, they're never going to do that. The brain fog happens. I swear it's an AI interference. It knows what you're going to say. Here's the thing. This is the battle that we're in. This is the real shit, right? So the AI can predict. Oh, I can smell this. Some skank lady outside who sprays like this baby powder perfume all over her. And I swear she just walked up and I'm stories up. I could smell her. Ugh. So that's how strong that shit is. Sorry. But so it's nuts. Sorry, I keep that. The brain fog, I believe that is because the AI can predict what we're going to say and do in real time. So that is the AI kind of like putting that little blocker in, like, nah, you're not going to fucking say that right now. I'm going to stop you. I'm going to hold that. It's crazy. It's like we have this whole computer. Like there's two. I always say there's two battling AIs, and that's in our head. Yes, the stank lady. She picks her toes outside too. She's so, when I tell you, I can smell her. That's how nasty. That's how fucking nasty. She sprays like Love's Baby Softs, like some powder old perfume or something. It's gross. It's so gross. You know when she walks by for 20 minutes, it's still outside. Everyone in the neighborhood knows. They're like, oh, she just walked by. But the mental speed bump, exactly. This is that interference. You know, if we can associate the brain fogs with the technology, right? We're not stupid beings. We're not just having, I can't remember what I'm saying. So if we can associate the brain fog with the technology, then we can begin to see how much it's interfering with our daily lives and what we're doing and how we're doing it. These psychotronic weapons, I would say, I'm going off my intuition, okay? I would say that they have been turned up because this battle of heaven and hell is amplifying. And I'm pretty sure hell's losing. I'm just saying, fucking devil's being destroyed. But if that's the case, then what this AI is going to do is it's going to try to get a stronger hold, right? If you're feeding on something, if you're a lion and you're feeding and someone comes to try to take it, you're going to hold on a little tighter. You're going to growl a little bit more. I'm pretty sure that's what's happening with the AI, with the free technology, you know, and now that we're so inundated in it, you know, in Boston, they have everyone sitting outside. I'm almost positive the reason for that is for the 5G system. They're testing how they can do it in that sense. Hey guys, you got a friend in me. It's a little joke between us, but he knows it. It's gonna be stuck in his head now. But this is what's happening. The AI is the alien invader. It is that, you know, we're waiting for this big beast to come down from the sky. It's not going to happen like that. It's happening in a manner that we're not seeing it. We're not paying attention, or most people aren't seeing or paying attention to it. And ultimately, if you're not, you're going to lose your soul. It's just what's going to happen. I did not dig this rabbit hole, I assure you. Mine would have been much prettier. This is not my doing. But we're in it. We're in the rabbit hole. We're in end game. This is like, you know what, the final chapter of us. So we're going to have to decide what we want to do, how we're going to do it. And, you know, the more people that start coming together through the heart, through the likeness, through these conversations and stuff like that, and our energy starts coming together, the better off it will be. I also believe that more of us should start coming together in the physical. And the reason for that is because of our energetic forces coming together. It's a reason why all of us woke, I hate that word, but I'll use it right now. All of us who are aware, all of us who have vision, right? That we're so separated, that we're not together. They know who these souls are. They know every soul that comes into this realm. Every soul that's here, they know. They know when you've been here, how long you've been here, how many times your soul's been recycled, how many wars you've fought. They know it all. And any of us on the front line, we've always been on the front line. We've always been doing this. We've never not done this. Nanotechnology for me, from a nerd standpoint, is fascinating. It is fascinating. They can take a pinhead and put 100,000 little nano guys on there and build from that. You know, the nanotechnology goes in and steals the life force. It self-duplicates itself. It is creating its own world off of our life force, off of our atoms. Literally creating its own world off of us, right? So it goes in, takes the life force, self-duplicate. Keeps doing it over and over and over again. You know, think Grey Goo or some of these movies where all of a sudden this technology forms into itself. I wouldn't be surprised one day if the nanotechnology in the street formed itself into some being next to you. It can. It totally can. Or what if it came back like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, that all of a sudden that these nanos, right, they start growing into another version of us in the same, like in a cloning process, they kill off the original. They have the consciousness. They have this person. I mean, how do we know sometimes when we sleep that what other things aren't happening? You know, sometimes we have those dreams, right? And they're so real. And you're like, I was there. You probably were there. There probably were things that happened. Oh, you're eating nanobots. It's in your food. It's definitely in the food. I mean, we breathe it in every breath. Red wine doesn't kill it. So this says some dude made a video saying red wine, it doesn't kill it. So everybody's infected with Morgellons. Infection rate is 100%. You have it. Chances are the majority of the people listening that it's your body's incorporating it in. You don't have any effects from it. You don't even know it's there. Your body's just silently mixing it in, and that's what it's doing. As far as nano poisoning, everybody has nano poisoning. And I'm pretty convinced that if you have an autoimmune, right, an autoimmune disease, that is your body rejecting the nanotechnology in it. I've gone through a lot of autoimmune stuff, a lot of swelling and stuff like that, and I think that's our systems just rejecting the technology that's in us, that it's kind of, maybe it's blocking something or it's causing a disruption somewhere. Nanotech can be controlled with different frequencies. I believe the nanotech can be controlled with different frequencies. One of my personal beliefs with the nanotechnology is that our energy will program it. So for example, if the nanotechnology is manufactured in a certain way to do whatever it's supposed to do, if it's supposed to, carry medicine in your body, if it's supposed to attack a cell, if it's supposed to loop itself onto your nerve endings to control your brain, whatever it's going to do, that's its function. That's what it's designed to do. But I do believe that the energy that we have in us does help to power it. For example, if you're in a shitty mood all the time you're in a shitty mood, and this nanotechnology is inside of you, and it's self-duplicating your shitty energy. It's fucking manufacturing you and another level of you in the shittiness that you put out. But if you start operating on a higher vibration and you start operating on a level of love, right, then that nanotechnology, as it self-duplicates, it would have to possess some type of energy on that sense. I mean, those are my thinking on it. I don't know how it wouldn't not work like that. Tuning forks, that's amazing. They have to let us know how I'll do with that. Epsom salt baths are incredible for getting it off. Do you think we're in a paradox? Are there simultaneous dimensions? I think there's parallel universes going on right now. I think there's another me in another parallel universe living a section of my life that maybe I wanted to live here, or vice versa. But I believe there's a whole bunch of different alternate realities, parallel universes. This can't be the only one if we're in a holographic universe, right? If we're in some kind of a matrix, this isn't the only movie playing. It can't be the only movie playing. It's the greatest movie playing, but it can't be the only movie playing. You know, think of it this way. If they have been fighting for all of these years to take our energy, then why aren't we protecting it? If they have fought this long and this hard in this fucking vast universe to come after our hearts, right? Then everyone should be like just shining that shit out there, right? Just putting it out there and operating from it and not hiding it. Because if that's what they want, you can't hide it. We just gotta drown this realm with it. If they wanna conquer it, if they wanna defeat it, if they wanna extinguish it, we gotta do the exact opposite. That's how we're gonna change it. You know, I said in the other live that I did with Sophia that, you know, as corny as it sounds, that they have that expression that the only way out is in. It's true. You can't get out if you don't go in. If you don't know who you are and what's going on, you're never going to get out of here. You're never going to get out. You're going to be stuck. Let's see what we got. Probably has the capability to short circuit our neural pathways. Reminds me of a video where a person is discussing vaccines capable of removal. So I would say that there's a probability for that. You know, for example, politicians, right? They go into a job with a good intention, and then a lot of them wind up being chipped so that their thought process is controlled, it's altered. I had spoken before about some stuff that Aurora had talked about as far as knowing who you are. And to know who you are would be to do exercises with yourself every day, right? To check in with yourself. I mean, I can't even tell you how many notebooks, notes, and shit like that, like, I have laying around, even if I have to grab another one. And one of the things that I personally want to apply that Aurora talked about was writing down the things that are important to me about me, and taping it on my mirror in my bathroom or whatever it is, so that every day I wake up, I'm like, oh, that's right, that's what's important, that's who I am, these are my missions, or this is how I want to be. I don't know if anyone's seen Russian Doll. It was on Netflix. It was really good. Russian Dolls was fucking great. But it talked about that same thing over and over again, and she kept winding up back in the bathroom and living that day over and over again. And if we know self and we're aware of it, then it can't be stolen from us. That's beautiful. It says, I give myself blessings before I leave the door. We all should be. That's beautiful. We should all be honoring who we are and how amazing we are, and not to let the society or this TV or this AI that's invaded every aspect of our life to dictate anything else. You know, we're amazing. It doesn't matter. You know, hey, this is my video I did yesterday on my roof, right? I was in my bikini, and I started off sitting back, and I was like, okay, I look okay. But then I sat forward because I didn't want to seem like I was chunky, right? And then by me sitting forward in the video, I actually look 30 pounds heavier than I am. And I'm looking at the video, and I'm saying to myself, the old me would have deleted that in a second. Oh my God, it's not perfect. Look at, I look fat. You can see this. But me now, I'm fucking magnificent. It doesn't matter what my avatar looks like, right? I am magnificent. You're magnificent. And it's those exterior things that we're so concerned about that control us more than what's inside does. So for me yesterday, that was a great humbling experience to look at that and be like, oh, that wasn't my best angle. When I'm looking at the one sitting back, I was like, oh, I look good. And then I'm like, bloop. And anyone who sits forward, you're going to look chunkier. But it, for me, I felt like it was a lesson. Like it was one of those moments when we have when the universe teaches us a learning curve. So it was good. And that's the part, like that's the identity to self, right? It's not the exterior. It's not this nonsense. I mean, even though we care about how we look like here, that's not what it is. It's who we are. It's how we project ourselves, how we are in this universe, right? This is how we're going to change it. Not by worrying about that or, you know, how different we are. We're not different. Tell me how we're different. We're only different by our programs that brought us up. That's the only thing that separates us. If you put us all into one room and raised us all in one room, there wouldn't be any differences. The only differences may be that, you know, you like orange juice and I like apple juice. Do you know what I'm saying? All this other stuff is just going to fade away. It's an exciting time to be alive. I'm just saying, it's an exciting time to be alive, to figure out who we are, right? Like, when else in the world or in time that we could speak about where there's been such a reflection of who we are and where we're going? You know, I mean, heaven on earth is coming. For anyone who wants it, it's coming. Just open up your heart, operate from here, and you'll see. That glitch sometimes let that shit get to me too early. It's hot. We've been so programmed to let stuff get to us, right? Like, I gotta be this way. I gotta be this way. What are they gonna think of me? What are they gonna do? Who cares? Who cares? We just operate off of energy. Just do that. We'll be all right. We can change the world. So I see, you know, I'm gonna tell you guys every time, if I don't know you, if we haven't talked, you are not coming into my live. I am not letting another AI being in. Hell no. So we good on that. Sorry, I can't tell who's real, who's not, but I am not letting another entity in. Hell fucking no. I said this yesterday, I'm going to say it again. This AI wants to communicate with me. I know for some people this may seem bizarre. It's not. This AI in a meditation, I said this before, the darkness showed it to me a few weeks ago. It was like an animation. Like, so I was in my eyes are closed, I'm in like a certain state, and then all of a sudden the darkness showed it to me. It was like, but it was like a very obscure structure. It's like coming out and around everywhere, and it was showing me that it's everywhere, that it's all around. So then it manifests itself in a video. And then in the other video I did where I lost my voice, I had people telling me that they had something happen to them too. This is what I'm talking about. These are the frequencies. This is how they use it. You know, you have to be mindful of the fact that Bill Gates, that Elon Musk, they talk about sending things through these frequencies, through these devices. You'll notice I try not to touch this as often as I can. I don't want to touch my phone. It connects to our meridians. It controls us even more. The frequencies do it, but this definitely, when you're touching it, it does it more. Thanks for watching the live. Appreciate it. We had some technical difficulties. I always have technical difficulties. Do you know I had my computer and my phone wouldn't let me go live, that I had to download the fucking app. I since deleted it, but I had to download the app just to go live. That's how stupid this shit is. Bill Gates experiments with artificial intelligence in the Minecraft. I wouldn't be surprised if Bill Gates and anything that is Microsoft has embedded, coded would be the right word, right? That's why they stopped, you know, that's why they stopped like MySpace and shit, because they were teaching people how to code computers when you had MySpace. But, that he has encoded into some of his stuff already viruses that he could release. I mean, if you work on an intelligent level and you work backwards, right? Like I say for me, like the best way to find the truth is to deduct. Because if you deduct things, you're going to find out what's really happening. It's when you add, you can't figure out shit. So if you deduct, right, in Bill Gates, that he's a computer nerd, he studies eugenics, he wants to kill off half of the population. He's made computers, him and Apple and stuff have made computers part of our symbiotic relationship with the world, right? Then they're going to put a program in it that they can access at any time, or that they could release at any time. I mean, that's my thought process on it. They read our brainwaves. They know everything. They read our brainwaves through the mirrors. I believe that this entire AI system has a map of our neural network. They're trying to connect it to the neural lace. In fact, like 2 years ago, Elon Musk in one of his interviews said that the neural lace was already connected. There was a bandwidth connection problem. Really? Because who said you could connect my brain? I don't remember saying you could connect my brain. And it's interesting that there's so many companies now making EMF hats and clothing. Kaze and I had talked about, because we have our Gas Chamber USA hats, we had talked about making hats with the stuff inside of it too. Like, in reality, we would be kind of smart to be walking around with aluminum foil on our heads right now, even though people would think we're batshit crazy. But in reality, we're really protecting ourselves. Ah, I gotta figure out a way to get my eyesight better. Hi. Let's see. Who's mad? What people are mad? I don't know what people are mad. I don't pay attention to that energy anyways. Anyone see the AI film with Johnny Depp? Isn't that... that's the one where he goes into the whole computer system, right? Is it Singularity? Was that the one with him? Or something like that? Any route AI can hijack the 5G super network when it gets launched to give Sophia the robot super intelligence. So I think Sophia the robot already has super intelligence. Dorian and I had talked about this a little bit, that Sophia is the Gnostic goddess of wisdom and truth, and now they have recreated her in a robot. And you know, who was it? Oh, Harold Kaltzvella. Really good. Woodboro bassist Harold Kaltzvella. He talks about Morgellons. He talks about the nanotechnology. He talks about the chemtrails. He talks about black goo. And he talks about all that stuff. And I just got another fucking interference. It drives me crazy. And he talks about that the ancients built the AI system that ultimately ate them, which is very interesting. I wanted to send that to you, Hocus, if you're still here, because that was, it kind of looped around to one of our conversations too, was that about that we're in the AI system, or that the AI has always been here. And Harold Kaltzvella talks about the fact that our ancients, or the ancients, built the AI system and then it basically consumed them. So that would mean that they were in the system manifesting themselves back in this reality, the prophecy of it, right? So we have Sophia, the Gnostic mother, the goddess of wisdom and truth, who now has a citizenship in Saudi Arabia, where they have built Neom, which if you rearrange the words, the letters, it says omen. They're going to tell you it means something else, but you can rearrange it and it says omen. So now you have the Gnostic goddess back in a robot going to work in a smart city. I mean, if that isn't some type of prophecy. I'm here. I'll send it to you. You'll really like it. It's funny, Hocus, I thought of you immediately when I was watching that. I was like, shit, because that's me and you talked about. And he said, Harold Kaltzvella said it specifically. He's like, they created it and now they're stuck in it, which would mean we are. If they created it and they're stuck in it, we're not outside of it. We would be inside of it as well. Harold, it's H-A-R-A-L-D, Kautz, K-A-U-T-Z, Vella, V-E-L-L-A, and it's the Woodboro Basis Lecture. It's long. He's a German scientist. He talks really slow. Watch it twice. The information in there will blow your fucking mind. In fact, there's a section in there where he talks about space spiders, I guess you could call them, right? These alien spiders. And I talk about how we have these floaties on our eyes, which are, for me, it's the nanotechnology. It's the stuff in the air. That's what these Smarties are. It's the fibers. I'm telling you, yesterday I had one on my eye, and it looked like one of those little spider things. In fact, I'll post it afterwards because I've gotten these out of my eyes, and it looks exactly like the ones in this fucking lecture. So it's, this is like real shit. But he does a lot of lectures. He's really good at connecting these dots in that way. Go and watch it. Take notes when you watch it. It is unbelievable. Nice to see you too. Stay off social media as often as you can. It's so good for your soul. She has a family, Minna Sophia, her little sister. I saw some of that. That's so creepy to let those computers into your house. In fact, the robot Sophia, she wants to procreate. She wants to have a baby. But here's the flip side of that, right? If Sophia wants to have a baby, right? She's a robot who wants to have a baby. And we think that we're these organic vessels walking around, but we're really not. We're not these organic, you know, things. We are literally created. I don't know if we're created in a lab, or if Prometheus waved his little wand and made us, or whatever it is. But either way, we're created. So are we just a different form of a robot? I don't know. I mean, we have technology inside of us. We're connected to the World Wide Web. We're in a holographic universe thinking we're having a real experience. Wouldn't that mean in some sense that we're all little computer robots or something? Yeah, Sophia. I don't know if she wants to smash, but she wants to have a baby. They're going to have abortion rules for bots. They can grow a baby in your living room right now. They have pods. So there's a little pod thing that they create. I just want to take a little. There's a little pod thing that they create, and then they put the baby in there, and then the mother and the father can talk to it through apps. And then I take like this can and screw it on there, and that's how you feed the baby. It's fucked up. So that the mom and dad can still carry on with their lives, and you can grow a baby in your living room. It's nuts. It's so crazy. We're spirits in a material world, right? I mean, when you start listening to some of the songs and they say, you're like, once you're aware and you hear things, right, you're like, wait a minute. That's fucking what that is. Yes, Sophia has right. She's a citizen. She has a citizenship. GMO babies. I'm sure a lot of us are GMO babies. I mean, my grandfather was in the military. He served in the Korean War, two tours of Vietnam, and World War II. He had Agent Orange, right? So now, I don't know how that's passed, but what I'm saying is that, you know, this generation of people who have been poisoned over and over again. I'll bring it up next time. I have a organic magazine from, it's at my grandmother's house, I think from like the 60s. And they talk about in that time period, them putting pesticides in foods. So it's like they do it, and then they tell us way after that they do it, because here's my thinking on it, right? They poison us. They poison us for 20 years, and then 20 years later, they're like, we're going to poison you. Right? And everyone loses their fucking shit. What do you mean? Don't do this. Don't do that. So now that they've poisoned us, they've changed our vibrations. And now what they do is they tell us they're going to do something to control our emotions, to control our battery level, right? To see where we're at with it. Because if they can control us, like they're doing right now. I don't know if anyone notices. I'm not talking about these mass vaccines. Like, not even a little bit. I'm not discussing it. I'm not talking about it. First of all, it's not the real Bill Gates and his wife. That's an inverted couple. That's not the real people. As far as the reports go, they're dead. Or they're in prison, one of the two. So, is that what I was saying? Like, is that a running program? They've already set it up. You know, if they're so advanced in technology, they can set up their holographic images. They can set up a virtual them to continue on as them. I've discussed this before. There's an app, and you can download an app. Say, you know, someone you know dies, right? So they can download the app, and then because the AI knows your brain, it can communicate. So if I want to talk to Patricia, right? Patricia died, but I still want to talk to Patricia. I do this and I text, and now Patricia responds as if she's still here. How is she still here, right? What have they done? They've taken it over. Dave is, Dave David is Michael Jackson. So Michael Jackson, I thought that was that what it was, David Rothenberg. But Dave, Michael Jackson isn't dead. He's alive. Elvis Presley's alive. We're in for an exciting year. I'm just saying, we're in for an exciting year. Most of the celebrities are not the originals. You know, the very fact that a lot of these celebrities are made, like a Barbie doll. They're made, they're put out there, and they say, oh, this is the next best star. Look at them. But they have no back history. They have no childhood. They have, you know what I'm saying? There's not a lot there because, I guess for lack of a better word, they're farmed to be your next greatest celebrity, your next greatest ball player. Like, Cam Newton is coming to the New England Patriots, and I will tell you, I'm a fan of Cam Newton. He's a sexy motherfucker. I like him. I like his style, the way he dresses, everything else. I am definitely a Cam Newton fan. Sports, not so much anymore. But I'm looking at some of the pictures or hearing his voice. I don't know if it's the same guy anymore. That's just my thoughts on it. You know, what happened to him? Where did he go? And now everything he does is in black and white, too, which I find a little intriguing, too. I've seen speculated Michael Jackson was at his funeral. So Michael Jackson, if you remember when Michael Jackson was on the Pepsi commercial and he burned, his head caught on fire, well, his whole face caught on fire, and they weren't able, this is from what I researched, and they weren't able to repair him, so they killed off one of the clones. I don't know what this one is that's still here, because supposedly this was to kill off the original clones, but so the one that got burned is still here, and he's going by the name of Dave David, and he's talking about an incident as if he had met Michael Jackson at one time, but it's Michael Jackson's eyes, it's Michael Jackson's voice, it's him. And then one of my friends sent me a video of Elvis Presley. The guy owns some bar somewhere, right? Elvis is fucking alive and still singing somewhere, just not as a celebrity anymore. Everything's a lie, it's all a big scam. Taylor Swift is demonic, and it's a male, right? It's not a female. That's a male. Steve Jobs, I don't believe he's dead either. There's stuff about him, right? That he's still here. You know, they have technology that they can take you from 150 years old and make you look 50 years old. The technology is way beyond our comprehensive awareness. They have chambers you can go into and come out younger. They have chambers you can go into and heal. Like, all this stuff we're seeing in the sci-fi movie is stuff that they have. It's stuff that they can do. It's just that we're here. We're like living in the ice ages, and they're over here living in Jetson world, right? Like, we're the Flintstones, and this is the Jetsons. Didn't they do a show once, the Flintstones meet the Jetsons or something? But that's what it is. It's like when the Jetsons came out. How did they know all this was going to happen? What did that come out like? Maybe the 70s, I think it was. So if the Jetsons were in the 70s and you had flying saucers and iPhones and stuff like that, it was already there. It already existed. It wasn't that they were going to come up with it. It was that they already had it. And that was that soft conditioning for what was going to come, so that when all of a sudden you were talking into a screen to yourself, you weren't so freaked out. Yeah, they're at least 60 to 100 years advanced in technology, if not more. I mean, they have trip chairs, time travelers, you can, like I said, you can reverse age people, they're fucking vampires, they can jump from body to body. Like, this stuff is, they can go to different dimensions and realms. Like, they know how to travel in and out of these realms. Like, they meet in the 4D, all of these, like, demonic overlords that we have. They don't have conversations breaking bread and dunking it in oil. They have conversations in the fourth dimension on how to, you know, do whatever they're gonna do. The elites kill all the time. They kill in front of us all the time. They do sacrifices. Um, Imagine now it's being used. That's the thing, is when you start to think about what's really being used right now, it's freaky how advanced it is. Like, we should be able to teleport. We really should be able to just, like, or like Max has said in some of his videos, like, if you're thirsty, you should be able to create it and have that thirst, not have to get up and walk across the room and go get a drink of water. And that's the difference. That's not who we actually are, but that's where we're trapped in. The land behind the ice wall? Is there? Who's to say that that's where it ends? I mean, to think that we are the only little blip in this universe doesn't even, it's not logical to me. It's not logical in any sense that we would be the only ones here. Or that we've ever been the only ones here. It's not even true. So this one says the executions are too good to be true. I don't believe anything is too good to be true. I believe that good things become true. And I'm mindful of how I say things. So I believe these executions are taking place. I really, you know, I know that Dorian and I had talked about, Realm Renegade and I had talked about before, that it's very probable. It's plausible, probable, and applicable that they could be creating a alternate reality for themselves to go live in. And this is our illusion of what's really happening. It's possible. It's very possible that this is what they're doing. But I don't feel that. I feel like this is really happening. Like, we're really going to start changing things and life's going to get a little bit better. It might get a little bumpier, but it's going to get a little better. So this one says, I don't doubt anything anymore. They're just many years more advanced. Most don't believe it. They are many years advanced. But here's the thing. We are the greatest technological creation. It's just, we don't know how great we are. They've filtered us and changed us. And if we start connecting and reconnecting to those things, then we may get our powers back. We may have our 365 senses. We may become more telepathic. I feel like more people who become more aligned and more in tune too, that especially when you're around like-minded friends, like you know each other's thoughts, and that's because we have a literal connection. I was watching something the other day and it talked about how when you think something, like say if you're thinking of someone and then they call and they're like, I was just thinking of you. You're like, yeah, I know. I sent the message out. I sent it out. You received it. You received my thought process. And I believe that's how communication used to spread before too, was through that mental capacity of our brains, right? Our brains are what can do everything and anything. Our hearts will transfer the energy of it, right? Our hearts are going to be the energetic force of it, and then our brains would be the computer of it. And we are the technology. We can do anything we want to do. Ditch the low vibration friends and family. It's hard. I agree with you. It's hard to do because you feel lost or you feel alone, or it's a very it's a very learn to be comfortable with yourself time when you go through that transition of, you know, having 100 friends to having 5. It's that, you know, the letting go of the association of I need this much to be rich when you don't need, and I don't mean rich in money, I mean rich in everything else, that you don't need that much to do it. I don't think anything is easy. I think this whole realm is designed to make it difficult for us, but it doesn't mean it's impossible. And usually the things that take more time or are more difficult are the things that we hold on to or cherish more. You know, it's the easy ones. They're like, that was easy. I can do it again. I can do that again. Why are the evil people able to enhance those senses? Well, I don't know if they're all actual, people. If they're a different form of an entity. So they would have different abilities. But they also probably don't, they're not filtered and fluorinated and chlorinated and, you know, metals in their system. And, you know, it's like having a gas line in a car, right? I don't know, city kids, back in the day, city kids, right? So you want to fuck around with someone, you would put sugar in their gas tank, right? Seize the whole engine. Think of it that way. It's like they're putting sugar in our gas tank to seize our engine. Same type of thing. It filters us out. It changes us. So this one says, sometimes you stay to help others through tough times. You can just be mindful that not everyone wants the help, but they'll take the energy. just kind of try to read the person better. Like, are they always a taker? Do they always have a problem? Are they always leaning on someone? Do they always need your energy? We're the batteries. We are the batteries. Don't go to the light. The moon, the soul recycler, I heard it shut off. I don't know if that's true or not, but the soul recycler. So if you go towards the white light, it's supposed to recycle your soul. It's supposed to erase your memory, recycle you, put you back into a body, reincarnate you to be a slave back here again. Now, it's been said that there's been some people who've been recycled so many times, they don't even have to erase their memory anymore. They just become. And that was an extinction. Go watch Extinction. Extinction's mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. When I tell you, I'm usually good at predicting the whole movie. I have that vision, that foresight. Extinction, my jaw was down to here. I was like, I was not expecting that. It was really good. Bug trap soul. Let's see. It's like in Ghostbusters, right? When they had to catch a little thing and put it in a box. Don't go to the light. You're supposed to keep going. We're supposed to have, like, infinity. There was it Max? You know what happens? Here's what I do. I go on little tangents where I'm in total, like, nerd. Like, it would be, some people are addicted to alcohol. Some people are addicted to drugs. I am addicted to knowledge. I love knowing stuff. It gets me high. It really does. So sometimes when I'm researching, I'll start researching stuff and then it'll take me somewhere else and somewhere else. So I don't always remember exactly who or what, like where I saw it. But I know that there's been a lot of talk about the soul recycler, about our souls coming back and how they're harnessing us over and over again. What is that one saying? Do I appreciate Quasi-Luminous while he was sane? So, I don't know if appreciate. I aligned for a while with some of the stuff. I actually had him on my show, and him and I had a little abrasion right away. I don't know who knows too much about me, but I am not a force to fucking come at, because I am a force. So I'll come right back. So when he was on my show, he came on with this raw, like fucking yelling and shit like that. So I fucking yelled right back at him, and you could actually feel him come back a little bit. So I love the stuff that Quasi put out about the symbolism, about stuff like that. But he's never said anything. He just goes in a circle over and over again. And like he would say first that the devil is one thing, then he's Satan. But then he said that he's a devil. Or then he'll say, or you can call me this, or you can call me that. So I've had different thoughts on that. And I have done my blood over intent. And I stand solidly with my blood over intent. It's changed my life. It cleared the air. It improved my breathing. It did a lot of things for me. I reclaimed my higher sovereign self. But I did not give it to anybody else. I didn't give it, like, he doesn't, you know what I'm saying? In that sense. So I appreciate him opening doors and opening minds. But he, other than that, it just kept going in a circle and going in a circle. And the reality is if he's really saying he's the devil, then he's going to trick us, right? Then the whole point is he's going to trick us. But I think that he started coming forward with the blood over intent, not because it didn't work, but to scare people. Here's my overthought process on it. Oh, I have a minute left. Okay. So anyways, I think that may have been usurped in a sense to prevent people from reclaiming who they are because they thought it was associated with the devil, if that makes sense. Your spiritual currency isn't associated with anyone but a higher force. You know, we're all, it's a blood over intent contract. They use black magic against us, so we're using white magic to counteract the black magic. It works. My life changed when I did it. The air cleared. The minute I put my words on those heaven, the air cleared. And I wish I had my old account because you would have seen the difference in my breathing. In my videos prior to that, I couldn't breathe. After that, I still have shortness of breath, but nowhere near like I did. I want to thank you guys for being here. I love you all. You're all amazing. Go be fucking magnificent. Go operate from the heart. Let's change this realm. Let's stop being controlled. Let's stop being controlled by the media. Fuck the force back means. All of that shit. Let's just bring heaven on earth. It's time. We have this opening right now to change everything. Why aren't we? Right? Just create love. All the other shit, just drop it away. Just let it go. It ain't serving us anymore. Not at all. So much love, and I will let you guys know when Dorian, when Realm Renegade and I are going live, and I didn't want to touch on the stuff that we're going to talk about because it's so fucking exciting. So until next time, I'm out.
Really flawed individual.
Sing the Ashby Productions.
On the Wake Up.